From WGCU News, I'm Quincy Walters. Members of Southwest Florida's state legislative delegation met with business leaders and local elected officials at a Chamber of Southwest Florida event in Fort Myers Tuesday to discuss the successes and failures of this year's legislative session, which ended last Monday. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Eight state lawmakers from Southwest Florida attended the chamber luncheon. Members of the all-Republican delegation uniformly celebrated the passage of a bill to create a reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee in an effort to move more water south through the Everglades and to alleviate harmful discharges of nutrient-laden water into the Caloosahatchee and St. Lucie rivers. Fort Myers Senator Lizbeth Beniquisto was instrumental in brokering that deal.
I think for the region, the passage of Senate Bill 10 and the creation of that southern storage, the reservoir, and an allocation of $106 million to work on the C-43 reservoir was also huge for Southwest Florida.
Fort Myers Representative Heather Fitzenhagen says the passage of the Okeechobee Reservoir bill was an emotional moment for her.
I literally had tears of joy when we passed that because I was so happy. So that's a great victory for all of Southwest Florida and all of Florida, because the Everglades will get some more water and our estuaries will be safer.
A bill to implement the voter-approved amendment to expand medical marijuana failed to pass in the final days of the session. Local lawmakers pointed to that failed negotiation as one of their greatest disappointments. North Fort Myers Representative Matt Caldwell says even though implementation of the amendment can go forward without the legislature, he supports House Speaker Richard Corcoran's call for a special session to address the medical marijuana expansion.
Pretty much everyone in leadership in the House thinks we should come back for a special session. I among them, and Leader Rodriguez, who carried the bill, is ready to come back. So we're just looking for either the governor or the Senate president to agree, and we'll be there.
But Naples Senator Kathleen Pasadomo says a special session on medical marijuana may not be needed.
I don't believe that it's a death knell for the process if we don't, because we already have a framework in place that we created in 2014 when we passed the legislation authorizing Charlotte's Web. So the Department of Health can continue with that. Right now there are only 5,000 people on the registry. So as the numbers grow, then the legislature could weigh in, but I don't think it's absolutely necessary that we spend $50,000, $60,000 a day in a special session when we're coming back in August.
The budget passed by the state legislature itself could prompt a special session this summer. Governor Rick Scott has campaigned heavily in recent months in favor of funding for Florida's business incentive agency Enterprise Florida and for the state's tourism marketing arm Visit Florida. But lawmakers eliminated state funding for Enterprise Florida and cut Visit Florida's budget from $76 million to $25 million. That may prompt Governor Scott to veto the entire budget, forcing lawmakers back to Tallahassee. Even so, Senator Beniquisto says the legislature largely stands by the budget.
The Enterprise Florida structure needed to have additional accountability and transparency and make sure that its effectiveness is clearly tracked and investment is made only in those projects that are valuable. And in terms of Visit Florida, we agree there that that is a very worthwhile endeavor. And while the funding level is lower, the integrity of the program is still intact so that we can do the work that needs to be done to attract visitors. We just have to do it more efficiently.
Representative Caldwell echoed that sentiment.
Ultimately, I think where Visit Florida ended up at $25 million guarantees it can meet its core function. And the major players in tourism, the Disneys and Universals of the world, they'll be successful advertising for themselves. I do think Visit Florida does have a role when you look at our beaches and our state park. These are fantastic natural areas that can use advertising and draw folks in.
Governor Scott has not yet indicated what he plans to do regarding the budget. In the meantime, Senator Pasadomo is celebrating the passage of 13 bills she championed during her freshman term in the Senate. She says most notably was the passage of her bill to legalize electronic wills.
Personally, it was an odd bill for electronic wills, which is going to be groundbreaking, the first state in the country to allow people to create, sign, and store wills electronically.
Going back to her time serving in the state house, Senator Pasadomo has sponsored failed efforts to address roadway safety for cyclists and pedestrians. That bill failed to gain traction again this year, but Pasadomo says she plans to bring it back next year. Meanwhile, Representative Fitzenhagen says a personal legislative effort she was most happy to see pass relates to the health of newborns.
I passed a bill that will help newborn testing to be more thorough so that children can get the intercession they need right after birth to save them from a lifetime of pain and suffering.
Fitzenhagen says her biggest personal legislative disappointment also concerned health care. That was her effort to establish a cancer preemption statute relating to benefits for firefighters and their families when it comes to forms of cancer that can develop due to exposure in the line of duty. Southwest Florida lawmakers were also uniformly disappointed in the legislature's failure to pass a bill revamping the state's workers' compensation insurance laws. That measure came in response to a 14.5% rate increase for workers' compensation benefits paid by businesses that went into effect late last year. That bill was defeated amid debate over limits on attorney fees paid in injured worker cases. While most members of Southwest Florida's legislative delegation are preparing to return to the state capitol in August, Representative Matt Caldwell is hitting the campaign trail after officially announcing his candidacy this week to be Florida's next Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
67 counties, millions of people we got to go see. We're going to be on the road definitely 5-6 days a week.
Last month, Governor Scott signed a bill that will move up the start of next year's legislative session from March to January. John Davis, WGCU News.